Change is good. Change is necessary. So, with that being said, today we're going to do things a little different. It's a special episode I'm shooting right now. And we outside with it. So, I do hope that the quality of this audio will be to your satisfaction, the best that it can be, so that you may hear the words that I am speaking, so that you may receive the message that I am delivering to you. It is the 4th of July, 2022. So, a special episode for today, huh? Independence Day. Do we feel free? Let's not get ahead of ourselves. I want to do things a little different here at Crying Glory Radio. Welcome to a Crying Glory Radio, might I add. I thank you and appreciate you for tuning in tonight, tuning in today, tuning in at whatever time it is that you are tuning in. It is the right time, whenever it is the time. I want to do things different, though. I want to be more intentional, you know. This is a Godcast, correct? So it's only right. It is only right that I prepare the energy and consult with my Father in heaven before we continue. To that which is known by many in many different ways, the Most High, the God within me and the God without, my Heavenly Father and Holy Mother, Source, Spirit, Universe, the Divine Light, the First, the Last, the Only One. If what I speak is the truth, may it be heard. If what I speak is to be heard, may it be the truth. May all who hear it become better for listening. May all who listen become better for hearing. May this Godcast bring unity where there is division. And may my work please you, my ancestors, and all the beings on my spiritual team. Love, always, in all things. Ashe. Give me liberty or give me death. Liberty is defined by the Oxford Dictionary as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's way of life, behavior, or political views. Whereas freedom is defined as the power or right to act, speak, or think as one wants. In layman's terms, liberty is the ability to do as one pleases, or a right or immunity enjoyed by prescription or by grant. My connotation, a privilege. Death to liberty. I don't need anyone's permission to be free. Freedom is not a privilege, it is a divine and God-given birthright. An unalienable right, by your own words. America is how? 246? And going through its first Pluto return, too. It takes about 240 years for Pluto to reach the point of the sky it was in at birth. Since we haven't lived that long for a long time, it's become used as a marker to connect key moments in the lifespan of empires and their influence over civilization. Is this empire reaching its end? The people running this country have been only self-serving, using us, the citizens, as a resource to remain in power and authority. Look around you. What do you see? Like Maz Vita James says on Twitter, look past the rituals. See past the illusions. Since the start of 2020, America and the entire world, it seems like, have been transforming into the 1940s Nazi Germany. Folks around here walking with vaccine passports like Stars of David. fucking Australia turned into a whole, into a literal prison state. The shit is crazy. I'll tell you that. Then this war in Ukraine that we're in just so much support of. They have confirmed neo-Nazis there, if you didn't know. So I guess it fits the theme then. Yay. Oh yeah, random. But shout out to Golden State Warriors for winning the NBA Finals this year too. Sporting that proud and true yellow and blue. Looking like a UK flag. Probably nothing. Look past the rituals. See past the illusions. Look past the illusions. See past the rituals. It's tired. Yes. But wake up. Stop living with your eyes closed. At this point in the game, what you don't see, you've already saw and just don't want to acknowledge it. Don't worry. I totally understand. But for the sake of burying what's already dead, these things can no longer be ignored. It's now time to separate from what's already in a decayed state, tribe up, and create our own communities outside of the laws of the land. This country is failing. This country has failed. They've already filed for bankruptcy in the 1930s. Check this out. I got receipts. Take it from the United States Congressional Record, March 17, 1993, Volume 33, page H-1303. Speaker Rep. James Traficant, Jr., Ohio, addressed the House saying this. It is an established fact that the United States federal government has been dissolved by the Emergency Bacon Act, March 9, 1933, 48 Statute 1, Public Law 89-719, declared by President Roosevelt, being bankrupt and insolvent, H.J.R. 192, 73rd Congress, M. Session, June 5, 1933. Joint resolution to suspend the gold standard and abrogate the gold clause dissolved the sovereign authority of the United States and the official capacities of all United States governmental offices, officers, and departments, and is further evidence that the United States federal government exists today in name only. The receivers of the United States bankruptcy are the international bankers via the United Nations, the World Bank, and the International Monetary Fund. All United States offices, officials, and departments are now operating with a de facto status in name only under emergency war powers. With the constitutional Republican form of government now dissolved, the receivers of the bankruptcy have adopted a new form of government for the United States. This new form of government is known as democracy, being an established socialist communist order under a new governor for America. This act was instituted and established by transferring and or placing the office of Secretary of Treasury to that of the Governor of the International Monetary Fund. There is a fundamental difference between paying and discharging a debt. To pay a debt, you must pay with value or a substance. Example, gold, silver, barter, or a commodity. With FRNs, Federal Reserve notes, the green slips of paper you have or don't have in your wallet right now. With FRNs, you can only discharge a debt. You cannot pay a debt with a debt currency system. You cannot service a debt with a currency that has no backing in value or substance. No contract in common law is valid unless it involves an exchange of good and valuable consideration. Unpayable debt transfers power and control to the sovereign power structure that has no interest in money, law, equity, or justice because they have so much wealth already. Their lust is for power and control. Since the inception of central banking, they have controlled the fate of nations. The Federal Reserve System is a sovereign power structure separate and distinct from the federal United States government. The Federal Reserve System is a sovereign power structure separate and distinct from the federal United States government. The Federal Reserve System is a sovereign power structure separate and distinct from the federal United States government. The Federal Reserve is a maritime lender. and or a maritime insurance underwriter to the federal United States, operating exclusively under Admiralty maritime law. The lender or underwriter bears the risk, and the maritime law compelling specific performance and paying the interest or premiums are the same. Assets of the debtor can also be hypothecated to pledge something as a security without taking possession of it, as security by the lender or underwriter. The Federal Reserve Act stipulated that the interest on the debt was to be paid in gold. There was no stipulation in the Federal Reserve Act for ever paying the principal. Prior to 1913, most Americans owned clear allodial title and property, free and clear of any liens or mortgages until the Federal Reserve Act 1913 hypothecated all property within the federal United States to the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve, in which the trustees, stockholders, held legal title. The U.S. citizen, tenant, franchisee, was registered as a beneficiary of the trust via his or her birth certificate. In 1933, the federal United States hypothecated all of the present and future properties, assets, and labor of their subjects, the 14th Amendment U.S. citizen, to the Federal Reserve System. America, the country, it doesn't exist and hasn't for a while now. America is a bankrupt corporation whose only saving grace for its continued existence is us, you and me, the everyday, hardworking or hardly working, obedient and law-abiding or rebellious and resistant, black or white, Asian or Hispanic, heterosexual or homosexual, Democrat or Republican. It don't matter who the fuck you are, citizens. Oh, wait. My bad. It's in the country no more, so. Subjects. There are no citizens. We have been reduced to mere subjects. America has devolved and regressed back to its pre-revolutionary origins. Wonder if that's what Trump was alluding to with the whole Make America Great Again campaign. Yeah. Doesn't matter. My problem with the whole idea of a government system is that it takes away people's individual sense of duty and responsibility, initiative, and warrior spirit. We see so much foul play in the world committed by those who wish to take advantage of others and obtain and retain power. Yet we do nothing. It's the government's responsibility, we'll tell ourselves and each other. The police or FBI will handle it. It's so convenient to put things off on others. However, as we continue to do so, the people we've given our power to continues to keep us powerless. Something gotta change. Something must change. And that is indeed us. Reclaim your power. It's always been on us individually and collectively. Would it be so hard to put our life, our future, our problems, our happiness, and everything else which pertains to us in our own hands? Could we not think, to hell with what the government does or doesn't do for me and my people, and to hell with these societal norms, ultimately deciding to live how you choose, how we choose, doing what you feel is righteous and holy instead of what other people pass off as cool and trendy? I'm not saying we need to see a rise in vigilantes and niggas running around here like they're the Batman. Law and order prohibits chaos. All I'm saying is, why does this government have to be that presiding power? Why should they have all power? Sex trafficking, child molestation, If your community catches wind of a secret sex trafficking ring or a child predator in your neighborhood doing damage to the women and children, your women and children, are you waiting for the feds to handle that? Why should you have to? I believe in minding my business, and of course we ain't with the snitching, but right is right and wrong is wrong. Some shit we just cannot allow. So if you find yourself in a position to save an individual's life and you don't because you called the police or whoever the fuck instead, is that death or blood not on your hands? You could have helped somebody, but instead you chose to call someone else for help. Essentially, it's all about morals and ethics. What kind of human being are you? What kind of person are you? How do you treat others? How do you treat yourself? Today's Bible verse was taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 20, verse 28. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others, and to give his life as a ransom for many. The government is causing us to forget why we are here, distracting us from what life essentially means and what it means to be alive, to be of service to others, to make other people's life better, to put smiles on their faces. Do you understand? This is why I plan on acquiring my own land, somewhere nice and isolated, inviting my tribe to live on land with me and create our own village community. Private and self-sovereign, self-sufficient, from the ground up. Meaning we plant and grow our own food while teaching our own children. Root to crown. See what I did there? Human design. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer, while evils are sufferable, than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, invites a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Years. Are we not tired yet? Oh, and for those of you who may not be aware, that was the preamble of the Declaration of Independence you just heard. Words from America's own young, rebellious mouth. 13 colonies? Wow. It really do be right in your face. Such a teenager. It used to be a proper country. Great even. Crazy. One man had damn near the whole nation screaming, "Make America Great Again." while the other half is oddly upset for that. I'm only a month away from 26, but I can definitely remember a time when people used to brag and boast about America being, what was the phrase? The greatest country ever? Better than every country in the world? Such ego. Where has all that national pride gone? Do we not feel the same way anymore? Is America not the best country ever? Do we not stand above all? Damn. That just sounds so fascist to me, yo. Operation Paperclip had to be one of America's greatest and most lucrative successes. Get informed. Fucking Nazis everywhere. The job I work at, we've been asking for a raise for about 3 months now. I mean, due to the economy, inflation, and all the other fuck shit going on in our great country, it just makes sense to up the wages to compensate for these shifts. Well, these little some bitches decided that we needed them little water backpack things that, you know, the bikers and other athletes use. Yeah. Something we never even asked for. Well, we've barely been using them hoes since they were gifted to us, and they've been asking us why not. The fuck you mean, why not? We ain't asked you for this dumbass shit in the first place. We said we need a raise. We said we need more money on our motherfucking meat checks. Not hands-free hydration. Like, you heard us. Then went out of your way to do some totally different and useless ass shit. So apparently you weren't ever planning to give us what we want or need anyway. And on top of that, you think we stupid. Bet. And that, my friends, is the U.S. government. Detach. Separate. Tribe up, unite, create real, genuine communities again, villages, become self-sovereign, self-sufficient, and self-governing. This little facade of a republic democracy that we've been entertaining is about to crumble. Correction. The curtains are about to be opened, and the illusionary veil shall be lifted. You will then have no other choice but to see the rubble around you. It's time to build. As I begin to close this show out, allow me to take the opportunity, if I have not done so already, to state that I do not hate my country. I do not hate my country. That is indeed not the case. If you've been paying attention to what's all been said, you'd actually know that I, in fact, love my country a lot. A whole lot. Immensely. I am but a protector of this country, its land, and its values. I love the city I was born in. I love the state I was born in. I love the country I was born in. The city of dreams. Dallas, Texas, U.S. of A. Proud indigenous American. As far as I'm concerned, my family was always from here. Long before the 13 colonies decided to send that letter back to old Georgie. That's why I can't celebrate this holiday with the rest of the citizens of this country, with the rest of y'all. Though this is my home, I've never felt welcome. On July 4th of 1776, there were a lot of men, women, and children that looked just like me who weren't even considered human, let alone an actual citizen of this newfound country. This Independence Day is not for me, nor do I recognize it as mine. My people, my family were here long before any European settler set his pillaging foot upon our land. This Independence Day is for a stolen land, not my Independence Day. What do I need an Independence Day for when my people were originally free and sovereign to begin with? So yes, to hell with Juneteenth too, especially since they done federalized and gentrified the shit. I don't need your celebrations. I didn't ask you to celebrate me. I need structural change. Solid, tangible change. You want me to celebrate the independence of a country who have still yet to deem me and mine as free? As human beings? The country who still oppresses and subjugates my people. Kidnapping and raping my sisters. Molesting and abusing my children. All while publicly executing and jailing my brothers for lives. Not just one, but two, three, and four consecutive life sentences. Are you serious? I don't know what they got going on in any other these other countries. And quite frankly, the shit doesn't even matter. Because this is mine. This is yours. This is supposed to be ours. This is supposed to be our home. The place we lay our heads. Not just our homes in the physical sense, you know, with the address, but the entire nation. Are you getting me? Are you getting me? Fuck them illusions of freedom. Fuck the perpetual charity acts and infamous removals of just the symbols of racism and not the actual racism. My eyes and ears know the difference between truth and deception. Truth and deception. My nose knows the difference between shit and roses. My tongue reveals truths and shatters lies. I am awake. I am awoken. I know what's going on. So yeah, man. All in all, I see the potential of what this country can be. I see the potential of what the people in this country can do. And I've seen this country and the people in it have some very beautiful and profound moments together. As we are all children of divine light, love will always be our highest and purest nature, as well as our most powerful tool and resource. Unfortunately, I just can't join hands with you in fellowship of this holiday, in fellowship of this nation, until everyone in this country knows freedom and independence. Alright, y'all. This is a short episode this go around. Still so much to be said. Still so much that can be said, but what has been said is what was needed. This has been yet another episode of your favorite Godcast, A Crime and Glory Radio, with your favorite host, Robert McDonald Jr. It has truly been an honor and pleasure speaking with you all again. I look forward to doing this all over again in the near future. I hope you enjoyed the show and learned something as well. Peace, love, and happiness to you all. It gets better from here.